Take your holy book and turn to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. I'm going to begin to read it, verse 1, read a few verses. I'm not going to try to read everything tonight. I just want to try to mind the Lord and just look at just for just a minute. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Him who? God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. I was thinking as we looked Sunday night and we were talking about Nehemiah and how he rose up to build. And how that we need to rise up and build in the day and hour we live. And I thought about that, and if we're going to rise up and build, we need to rise up and build on faith. Now I won't preach on this tonight, it's got to be my help on building on faith. Or building faith, if you will. Amen? And we see this as the writer of Hebrews chapter 11 is writing this. And he talks about the very substance of faith. Now, I think what he's doing, I believe maybe the author of Hebrews, Brother Josh, he was writing and penning this stuff down. And people were looking at it, reading it. They was listening to the author of Hebrews. And maybe someone throwed a question out there and said, we understand what you're saying. We understand the principles of the Word that you're giving us, and we know that it's from God. But sometimes it's a hard saying to keep. And sometimes it's just hard to have the kind of faith that you're talking about. And sir, is there any way that you could maybe give us a few examples of this kind of faith that you're talking about? Amen. So the author begins to write here in chapter number 11. He talks about this faith that's being substance. Faith that's something that you can have. Amen. It's not something that's out there for somebody else. Faith is substance that you can have. Now, some people say that faith is a substance, or it's that title deed that we have. I want to say, praise God, it's more than that. Faith is something when you believe on Lord Jesus Christ that He put your name on. Amen? That your name is written down in glory, praise God. There's a new name written down in glory, praise God, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine, praise the Lord. And that's that substance that we have, our name pinned down, amen, for the glory of God. So that's that substance of things hoped for. Amen. Hope, hope is that confidence, that faith with an expectation of something bigger and better ahead. Amen. Amen. Faith is what we build upon looking, trusting now, looking to the future. Amen. Faith is something that gives us an opportunity, praise God, to realize how great and mighty God is. So what we do it from the building in faith, from the ground up unto the Lord. See, faith is something that we trust in unseen. Amen. It's we don't have to trust in something that we see. Anybody can do that. But faith is trusting in something that's unseen. We can't see it, but we know it's there because God told us. Amen. And the reason we know is because God told us and we believe God. You say, "Well, preacher, there's more to it than that." I don't know. It's what the Bible said about Abraham. He said he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Amen. It's time that we believe God. Amen. Children, listen tonight. It's time that we just take God at His Word, believe what God says, that God be true, the Bible says, and every man a liar. Amen. Amen. We got to believe what God says. If God says it, praise God, you can believe it. If man tells me, praise God, I don't know if I can believe it or not. We got to be careful what men say. Amen. We've got to be careful what we believe, what men say, especially if they don't give it to you out of the Word of God. Amen. People get up and shout and scream and do all kinds of things, praise God, they never give you the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we need to be careful. You can get up and you get caught up in emotionalism. Emotionalism will take you and get you into a high emotionally, praise God, but it will not feed your soul.
Right.
Amen. Right. We need to be very careful, praise God. It needs to come from the Word of God. I believe God. Amen. What the author here in Hebrews said, he said there's a substance, praise God. We can't see it, but we know it's there because God said so. And through faith, we have hope. That with we have an expectation of something better. He said, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, though we can't see them, praise God, we believe it. I believe there's a heaven.
Amen.
I mean, I believe God's sitting at the right on the throne in heaven. I believe Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because He told us so.
Amen.
Amen. He said He come from the Father. He said, I go back to the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. He ascended from this earth back to heaven, set the right hand of the Father to make intercession for who? For you and me. For us. Amen. God be the glory. Who would thought the God of heaven, praise God, the King of glory, which is Jesus Christ, would make intercession, be an interceder for somebody like me. I'm unworthy. Amen. But He loved me enough, praise God, to intercede on my behalf. And I thank God for that. I know about faith from the ground up. Praise the Lord. He said faith is the substance. He said not only said evidence of things not seen. He said for by it, by faith. Amen. It was by faith. Let me say it again. It was by faith. He said, the elders obtained a good report. How did the elders obtain a good report? They had what?
They had faith.
Amen. It was by faith. It's by faith that the elders had a good report. The report card, praise God. God gave a report card. He said, glory, hallelujah. They're full of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, what He said, God says, you know what? They believe me. So I give them an A+. Amen. The report cards are looking good in the eyes of God. That's all that matters. How a report card looks in the eyes of God. Amen. He gives us an A+, praise the Lord. That's as good as you can get when it comes from God. In other words, it meets God's approval. He said, for through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Amen. In other words, God said in the beginning God spake, boom, 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 and there it was. Bible says it and we believe it. I believe it. You believe it?
Amen.
Amen. I believe God created.
Amen.
I don't believe in evolution.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe in evolution, praise God. It's amazing to me. People believe in evolution and they say, yeah, we evolved from that tadpole in a pond and little amoeba growed into the tadpole and the tadpole crawled out, growed legs, and here we are. But it amazes me how we got to a point that we quit evolving. Science can't explain that. And then there's the Big Bang Theory. That bang, and there we stayed all started. I got their Big Bang Theory for them. He said, God spoke. He said, let there be, and bang, there it was.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God gets the biggest bang for His buck.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Because He is God. And besides Him, there's no other.
Amen.
That He spoke His thing. He said, through faith, they believed God. He spoke His thing into existence. And praise God, that's why it's here.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And He said He's going to keep and preserve. We worry about this global warming, this craziness going. And praise God, the Bible says the earth goes through warming and cooling cycles. We know it. The Bible tells us that. He said summer and winter, said spring and fall. Praise God. He said we have these seasons. And God said we're going to have them from now on. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's just the way it is because God created and designed it that way. We better be careful. Some of these lunatics in the world trying to change our weather. He's a man by the name of Soros is out there now. He wants to block the sun in certain parts of the earth so it'll cool down. He wants to refreeze the polar caps. Amen. You better watch lunatics like that that's got lots of money. Amen. They're trying to play God. They want to be God. I want to say there's only one God and His name's God Almighty and Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. So through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen? That literally means to perceive into the mind. Amen? To perceive into the mind. And in order to know as a true fact, we know that God created everything that we see. In the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and was and not any anything was made. Without Him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the Word, made everything that we are and have and be, and have to be, praise God. He created, made it, praise the Lord, from the architectural design, from the foundation of the world, praise be to God. And He said, and He allowed Himself to come and be the price of sin that He knew would come in the world that they created. Amen. It'll be a perfect world for Himself and for the glory of God. But man messed it up. Amen. So we perceive with the mind, praise God, know the truth is a fact. That nothing, praise God, that nothing became something.
Amen.
Because God brought it out. God made it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I believe that.
Amen.
Amen. I believe in intelligent design. It didn't just happen. Amen. To believe that it just happened by consequence, by accident, it takes a whole lot more faith to believe that God created it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That'd be a lot of coincidence. Amen. For everything to come into play the way that it has. For everything to line up like it does, for the sun and the moon to work together, for the atmosphere and the gravity and everything else that we have just to happen to fall into place. But He said, because of God. Amen. So we see that faith from the ground up, trusting in the unseen, knowing, praise God, that God, what God said, and because He said, we believe it. And that makes the difference. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. So where does faith come from? The faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. We hear the Word of God and we believe it, and we believe what God says. Amen. That's why I like the Bible. I use a lot of scripture, praise God, because hey, I ain't got a whole lot to say, but God's got it all to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like this blessed old book, praise God. It's God's Word, not mine. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. It gives us our strength. It gives us that foundation to build upon, building faith. Amen. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, he says this. He says, God asked this question of Joshua. He said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. If God said it, praise God, you can believe it.
Amen.
He told Joshua, he said, have not I commanded? He said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I give you a commandment? He said, be strong and of good courage.
Yeah.
Be courageous. Amen. Strong. He said, be not afraid. He said, neither be dismayed. Now that dismayed means to be deprived of courage. He said, don't let nothing deprive you of your courage, praise God. Stay courageous. You say, how do you stay courageous in a world like we're living in, a world like Joshua's living in? He was going into a strange country. Hey, listen, I will tell you tonight, we're living in a strange country. But Bill, this ain't the country I grew up in. Amen. It's a country that's gone crazy. They've lost their minds. They've turned their back on God. They've turned their back into ungodliness. And they wonder what's going on. Amen. Started having drag queen shows in kindergarten classes. And they wonder why our schools, why our kids, why our families is messed up. Ungodly mess. It's a devil. Amen. It's the devil. He said, we need to be strong. We need to stay courageous. What he told Joshua. He said, be strong and then our lip, praise God. The substance of faith, praise God. The building on faith. Trusting in God. Can't be deprived of our courage. He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee every now and then. No, that's not what he said.
Forever.
He said, amen. He said, for Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He said, you're going into a strange land. You're going into a strange country. But praise God, Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, because I'm going to be with you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Listen to me. If you're saved tonight, if you're born again by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you go, He'll go with you.
Amen.
Amen. But I'll just tell you one thing, you better be careful where you try to take him. Hello? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We better be mindful of where we go, because Jesus is going with you. Amen. Something to think about, huh? Praise the Lord. He's going to be there with us. Be mindful of Him. Praise the Lord. But we need to have faith. Said Enoch was translated because of faith. Abel was blessed because of faith. had a good report. By faith, Enoch was translated. He should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him for before his translation had testimony that he pleased God. Why? Because he believed God. He said there had been a whole lot of people that hadn't regarded God. They had forgot to worship God. They had forgot to praise God. They had forgot to acknowledge God. Praise God. Enoch come along. He said, you know what? We need to get back to godliness.
Amen.
Amen. He started worshiping God. He started praying God. He started walking with God. And he was not, because God took him. Enoch went out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. It's the type of a raptured church. Praise God. God calls us out of here. It was before the flood. Amen. Before the tribulation, the flood, before the hardship of the flood. Praise God. He was gone. God took him out. Praise the Lord. Took him to be with Him. Guess where Enoch is tonight? He's with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's been with Him ever since the day he went walking down the road. Praise God. And God said, Enoch, just go home with me. He's gone. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If you're a child of God, that's the way it'll be for us one day. We'll just going to be bopping along. Next thing, we'll be gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time's flying by. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but the older you get, praise God, the days become... We were sitting there and we were talking. Last Wednesday night on the way to church, a fella called me. And I told Teresa, I said, my goodness. She said, what? I said, last Wednesday. I said, it's been a week since I talked to that fella. He called me on the way. I said, it's Wednesday night again. It just seemed like 2 days ago. Amen? Just a couple days ago, I talked to him on the phone on the way to church. And I said, it's been a week. It's been 7 days. Time's flying. Praise God. But God is true. God's real. God's true. Praise God. He's there for us all the way to the end of the way. He'll be there with us when we get there. Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. He said, verse number 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him, God. Amen. So what does the Bible tell us right there? He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But what's that say? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is believing.
Amen.
Amen. It's believing what God says. He said, without believing what God says, we cannot please God. We got to believe what God says. Now, like some of it, I don't understand it all. But I believe it because God said it. Now, I don't know how He'll play it out, but I believe it because God says it. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. Praise God. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. So He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He's a way. He said, for that, them that come to God must believe that He is God. Amen. I know that. I don't know. There is not a God. There is the God.
Amen.
In heaven. Amen. Listen, you youngins, listen. Don't you guys go and let them tell you that there's a God. Amen. There is a whole lot of a gods, but I'm going to tell you that He's the God. And He's the God of heaven. He's the God of universe. He's the God of your life. He's the God of everything that we have. Praise God. He is God. Besides Him, there is no other. And that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Amen. A rewarder of them that diligent, a diligence, giving due diligence. In other words, putting forth the effort to seek the Lord. He said, seek him early and you'll find him. Amen. Praise God. When you need him, praise God, he'll be there for you. And you'll be there with him. And God says, he told Joshua, he said, I'm going to be with you wheresoever you go. I'm going to be there with you. You'll be able to overcome the things. You'll be able to do what you need to do. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, the Bible says this, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Right. They was questioning, Mary's question. They was wondering, how can this thing be? He said, with man it's impossible. But praise God, he said, with God nothing shall be impossible. Right. We've seen him do miracles. We've got one sitting right back there, praise God. God's done miracles. Praise God. He's touched. He's touched lives. He's touched hearts. He's touched home. He's touched church members, praise God. He saved old sinners.
Amen.
Amen. I bet you when I was a young fella, I guarantee you they'd have said, boy, there ain't no hope for him. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Bill?
That's right.
Probably but folks door come in and catch that old hell and he's doomed for hell. Never make it. Never amount to nothing. But God, praise God, I'm glad there's nothing that's impossible with God.
Amen.
Amen. He's able to do all things and do them well.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because he is God. Amen. You remember old Abraham? Old Abraham, God made him a promise that his seed was going to be as the sand of the seas and the stars in the skies. Amen. In Romans chapter number 4, the Bible says this in verse 19. Now Abraham had faith, and he's accounted him for righteousness. In Romans chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible says, And being not weak in faith, there's that faith again. What about that? And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. She was 90. Abraham was 100, Sarah was 90. They were well both past the childbearing age. But God had come down and he had made Abraham a promise. And notice what the Bible says in verse number 20. And he, Abraham, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. I mean, in other words, Abraham didn't doubt it for a second because God said it. You know, if we'd quit doubting God and just believe, praise God, He is and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, we could get excited about our destination called heaven. Amen? He said, stagger not the promises of God through unbelief, but with strong in faith. Now watch this, giving glory to God. So what happened to Abraham when God come along and the angel of the Lord said, hey, listen, he said, you know, in about a year from now, Sarah's going to conceive and she's going to bring forth a son. Amen. And Abraham went to doubting. Now, Sarah may have had a little doubt in her. Amen. She laughed. She said, yeah, Lord, right. Amen. I'm 90 years old. He's 100. But Abraham, I believe Abraham said, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I believe he just went to praising God for the next year. Amen. Praise God. He's just worshiping, praising God. Gives all. He said, I'm going to be a daddy. Praise the Lord. Went down there. Hey, praise God, I'm going to be a daddy. For Sarah told him she had conceived with child. Praise God. He said, glory to God, I'm going to be a daddy. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. He said, giving glory to God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. Anything God's promised us, praise God, in this book, he's able to perform. He said, if there's any sick among you, call for the elders, anoint them, praise God, in faith, believe it, and they shall be healed.
Amen, that's right.
Amen. You know why we don't see it? Because we don't have faith to believe what God says. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
Yeah.
Verse 22, it said, therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness, put on his account. Amen. Abraham's account said, praise God, write Abraham down as righteous. God pinned it down in Abraham. Abraham's behalf, the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. Wrote it down on his behalf. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad? But we got to remember, praise God, that God Almighty, He told us this. We got to believe it. We got to believe God. Look at Hebrews, back to Hebrews chapter 10. Just a minute. I'm hurried. We're going to get done here in just a minute. Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 22. The Bible says this. It says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. He said we need to approach with a confidence. Amen. A confidence of faith, assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Amen. In other words, rendered into a hurtful moral conviction or a consciousness. And our bodies washed, made clean with pure water, the water of the Word, praise God. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith, in other words, very acknowledgement of our faith, with the expectation of hope, without wavering, for He is faithful. Now watch this, that promised. The promise we have are from God. They're not from man. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, David Men wrote this book, and we just don't really know. We know God, they were inspired. So the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen. It's all given by inspiration. It's inspired of God. For He is faithful, that promise. He said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. Not forsaking to assemble ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another, lifting up one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Praise the Lord. So he said we ought to be excited about things of God and the promises we have, and we ought to encourage each other with those promises because we all believe in the same faith. Amen. Because we all believe the same God. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then we see in Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 31. You say, preacher, why do we have to believe in faith? He says, verse 31, he says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Think about that. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. If I'm going to be in His hand, I won't be in His hand of tender love and mercy, don't you? Amen. But he says, verse 32, says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Do you remember when the Holy Ghost was dealing with you? The faith was there, praise God. God was a convictional heart. God was showing you how much He loved you, how much He cared for you. He's showing you that He died for you on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That conviction, praise God, was there. The illuminating light was shining, but the afflictions of your heart was there. He said, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both of by reproaches and afflictions, and partly why you became companions of them that were so used. In verse 34 he says, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. There's that substance again. That's something that we don't see, but we know that we've got it. Our name's done been recorded on it, praise God. It's kind of like that little backpack that you used to take, or a little thing that you used to take to school, praise God, to carry your lunch in. Your name was written on it so everybody knows that that was yours. Praise God. He said, in heaven a better and enduring substance. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. He said, don't cast away your confidence. Your confidence, what's your confidence? See, the thing is, we can't have our confidence in us. Because us will let us down. I'll let me down. You'll let you down. Amen. You'll fail you. Amen. You'll be disappointed with you. Probably sooner than later. But he said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. He said we got to have a confidence, an assurance, not in us, but in God. Because God loves us. God promised to keep us. He'd never leave us nor forsake. He'd be with us all the way to the end of it. Just like He told Joshua, praise God, wherever you go, praise God, I'm going to be with you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. That promise that God has given to us, to me and you. But He said you have need of patience. Amen. In other words, to employ endurance. Amen. Put it to the job. Put it to the test. A consistency. So after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, short, not long. Remember a while ago I was talking about how quick life goes by? And he that shall come will come and will not tarry. So we just got to endure for a short time. And said he that shall come will come. In other words, to appear and come near to us where we are. And one of these days, as I was saying the other day, one of these days we're going to be with Him where He is forever. Because that was His desire. That's what He asked of the Father. That one day you and I could be with Him where He is. Not where He might be or where He could be. That could change. But He said, Father, I would that those that You give me be with me where I am. Amen. So one day, in a little while, praise God, I'm going to be with Jesus where He is. And if I'm with Jesus where He is, there's nothing that harms or defiles or destroys or tears up or makes sick or causes death or decay will ever come near me. Lord, hallelujah. You can take a week right there and shout. Amen. Amen. We'll be hanging out in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He said, we got to stay in faith. We've got to keep believing. We keep believing and quit believing and believe and quit believing. We've got to keep believing in faith. So we are not of them, born again believers, are not of them who draw back unto perdition. Now that what perdition means to go back into loss or ruin, to be made worthless. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Praise God. It's not through ourselves ever, praise God, but it's not through some self-help or self-help guru or self-effort, but it's believing in faith, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. So He said, this is what they were building up to when they come into Hebrews chapter 11. He said, hey, wait a minute. Okay, this is where we're at. He said, but this is the substance of faith. The very substance. Amen. The title deed, that you put your name on because it's yours. How's your faith tonight? Who's your faith in? Amen. Your faith needs to be in the Lord. 100% in the Lord. Amen. Knowing that again, the Lord would say, be it according to your faith. What if something comes up tomorrow and you need to have some faith? What if one of your youngins or your grand youngins get sick? Thing come up quick. Amen. And you need to get a hold of God. How's your faith? Remember Mark chapter 9:23, the Lord was talking, he'd whip on the mountain, he'd come back down, and they was trying, this father had brought his son to cast a deaf and dumb spirit out of him, and the disciples couldn't do it. And Jesus said to bring him unto him. He said, how long has it been? He said, for many years, said, since he was a child. He said, he hurt himself, threw him in the fire and everything else. And he said, and Jesus said unto him, the Father comes and Jesus said unto him, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. In other words, if you've got faith, if your faith is there, if you can believe, you can trust in God, rely on God, adhere to God. He said, you can have what you ask if you believe. Building faith. We've got to build faith. See, we'd like to build a wall like Nehemiah, but you've got to build faith in order to have a foundation to build a wall. Amen. A fortress, praise God, that'll encircle the children of God. Give us a place, praise God, where we can build our families, our hopes, and our homes in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. To have the hope in the Lord. Praise God. To know where we're at. And know that we can diligently seek Him. That He is a rewarder of those, me and you, us, that'll diligently seek the Lord.